We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Samech Ches, on Daf Resh Lamed Aleph. Im Achash Eruv, after they made the Eruv, this Kalkal Eruv, the Eruv got ruined. But he sees him in this five paragraphs, Sif Aleph. Says Mechab Eruv. Now, edition number one brings a Hakdama introduction. The halacha of Tikkun Eruv, fixing the Eruv where it was ruined, learn the Mishnah Eruv in the Pyramid base. Nismayra Eichel, if the food got minimized, which is the Eruv, most of the mazaka you add on and you acquire the rights to them. Let people know. The mother asks that if it goes back and makes the Eruv from the same type of bread that they made the Eruv beforehand, if that's the case, even if the Eruv was totally finished, you don't have to notify. And if you're adding on from a different type, if that's the case, even when it's just minimized, you have to notify. And that's where the Braisa. If it's from one type, you don't have to notify. From two minim, you have to notify. So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, the Mishnah is talking about when you go back and make your Eruv from the same type. And the smite, it means nismatmet, which Rashi explains there was totally depleted. Or number two, the Mishnah is talking about when you're adding on from a different type. And it's only when it's totally finished that you have to notify. But if it's just minimized, you don't have to notify. Rabbeinu Heinzen writes that if it makes Eruv from its own, you can make an Eruv from a different type, and you don't have to notify. And that's what Rashi writes in the Mishnah over there. That's the Torah and Shulchan Aruch Paskin. However, the Shitz Rambam is that the Mishnah is talking about when it makes an Eruv from its own, and is mezakeh to the Baal HaBayis. Also over here, you have to notify in a way that the Chatzar is between two mavayis. Maybe he's not pleased with this mavayis. Rabbi Alach and the Maskel Im writes that that's also Shitz Ben Chanal and the Rashba. Also in the Mishnah over there, the Rabbi Yitzchak says, when do we say this? In the beginning of the Eruv. But Shiyori Eruv, Kosher, Rashi explains. In the Rambam, the Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees on Tanna Kamma. And he holds that in all situations, if the food got minimized from a shir, you have to add on. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, if the Eruv already took effect and then it got minimized, you don't have to add on. And if the Shulchan Aruch holds like this opinion, you have to say that he passes like Rabbi Yitzchak, that you don't have to add on as brought in Siv Dal. On the other hand, the Riff and the Rush, they hold the Rabbi Yitzchak does not disagree. Rather, he's explained the words of Tanakh. According to everyone, when the Eruv was minimized after the first Shabbos, you don't have to add on. And if the Shulchan Aruch holds like them, when the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dal, it's like all opinions, and that's also should be Rashba and Rabbi Yitzchak in the Torah. But the Rambam in his Pesach Mishnayos writes, Allah is not Rabbi Yitzchak, and that sounds like the Riff, and as the Rashba is Medayik from his words. According to the Bacham, this is Yom Tiv, Tanakhama agrees to Rabbi Yisi, and that's how they explain the Shittas Arif and Rabbi Yonis in the Torah, and according to them, Shulchan Aruch Paskins according to everyone. With that introduction, Eruvu, if they made an Eruv, Vachkech Neskalkal Eruv, then the Eruv got ruined. Then one of the people of the court came to fix it. In Bolarv, in the region, if he's coming to make an Eruv from the original type, of Lakala, even if it was depleted, and the Tzarkladir doesn't have to let them know. Fulfill Marbalei Mishlam, even if he's making Eruv on them from theirs. If he comes to make an Eruv from a different type, Im Kal HaRishon, if the original type was depleted, Tzarkladir has to let them know Im Arv Mishlam, if he's making Eruv from theirs. V'Mishaloi, if it's from his own, in the Tzarkladir Kal, doesn't have to let them know at all. Im Kal HaRishon, if the first one was not depleted, the smite just minimized, even if he's making air from theirs, in the Tzach Leidim, does not have to let them know. It says in Mishbur, Siv Katan Aleph. So he made an air, he got ruined, and then one of the people of courtyard came, Lachsul Asakna, to fix it. So Zemayr B'Shabbos Rishon. This is talking about the first Shabbos. And the Skalkul Kodim Shunech Lissa Shabbos. It got ruined before the Shabbos even started. Still in the Skalkul Achash Kvar next to the Shabbos, it got ruined after the Shabbos started. In Tzach Shum Tikkun Shabbos, it doesn't need any remedy for the Shabbos. Abel Kvar Kolob and Abel Gam, the air got totally ruined. Well, in the Shabbos Shnei, now we're going to the second Shabbos. After the Kvar Kol Lagam, even if it's totally depleted, so the Arv Mechadish would have to make a new Eruv. Aloy Kaponim, at the minimum, B'Nishtar, Fila Kol Shehu, that even when it remains, even this minute amount, Ein Toch Shem Tikkun, doesn't need any remedy. Kibin Ayushir, Eruv B'Binish Mashash Shabbos Roshayna, since it had the measurement of what an Eruv is supposed to be by the twilight of the first Shabbos, Kibin Shekaz B'Sevdal, like the Machab himself writes in Sevdal. So Mazda the Kama Sefer Sivs, what's he writing here at the end of the paragraph? Vimla Kala Bahulu, if it didn't get depleted, Av Bishamar Mishalam Bahulu, even if it makes air from theirs, etc. It must be like how we wrote, then the Skalku Kemish Nexus Hashabis Rishina. They got ruined before even the first Shabbos. So regarding that, is here where we're saying that it has to have the shear. Question is, does he have to let them know or not? So Sivkut and Bays. So he said if he's coming to make an Eruv from the original type, even though it's depleted, Ein Tzarich Leidia does not have to let them know. That is L'shalom to L'ashtem and Misar to L'zef. They're agreeable to this. We place it on its original presupposition. The Vadi Yisrael to Kulam Minzeb, to show they can be agreeable for this type. Kamash Nisat Mitchila says Lavash, as they were originally agreeable for this type, which the Sharetzion Ali's base says. And even if the house was open to two chatzeres, also you don't have to ask him. We could presume that he's agreeable that the Eiv should be placed for him to the place where it was originally associated with. Sivkat and Gimel. Now, if he's coming to make the Erev Mimin Acher from a different type, Kugoyin, for example, showing Metchilah Paschit, which was wheat bread, Vashav Ritzlar being passed over, and now he wants to make from barley bread. Oh, so if the first type was depleted, Sivkat and Dal, Tzach Lidia, he has to let them know, Lashom, to ask them. Why? The Kimishak Kvar called him Hamin Arishon, since the first type is already depleted, Havalikim Arvin, look at Chil, it's like he's starting all over again. Because of my mother writes the Dafka Bevayis Abasuch L'Shnei Chatzeres, specifically a house that opens up to two courtyards. The Le'edinim, initially we don't know which one he prefers. Abasuch L'Chatzer Echem, but opens to one courtyard, Chusel, it's a merit for me, and so from Daitai, you don't need his consent, B'chei Kosov Shar Achreinim, that's how the other Achreinim write also. Now, this was all of his main heir from theirs. But Sivkan Heve Imishalloy, if it's from his own, and so it does not have to let them know. The fish Bevadi Santa Shabalim, for sure they're going to be agreeable that he should make air for them, Chalamin Mashirza, and all types that he wants. Kivin Shemin, nice and clean, they're not giving anything. They already were agreeable to make an air together. Now, and if the first one was not even diminished, Sivkan Bavil, this might only minimize Mashama Fush, the Kamam Siv Gimel, from the explicit shit we're going to say in the third Siv. But my read so much, and this might come to Nichnas Shabbos, it was minimized before Shabbos started, because some Sivkan Avak, we said Sivkan Aleph. So then even if it's making air from there, Sibkun Zain in circle demon does not have to let them know about the Israel to last from air, for sure they can be agreeable to complete the air.
Sib Bez, the toys for the Yerm Bechatzer. If a new residents join the courtyard, if the house opens up the two courtyards, circle demon has to let them know, maybe they don't want to join the air with these people. Says the Mishabur Sivkat and Ches, and they tell the Yerim Bechulish, that they were not there when the Eber was placed. Sivkat and Ches, if the house opens up the two courtyards, then you gotta let them know. So says the Mishabur, says, I'm gonna give a short introduction. Who that is, Kaimelon, we hold, you can make Eber Chatzeres without a person's understanding. This Chusu, because it's a merit, you can marry for a person even when he's not there. You cannot make an heir for him without his awareness. Maybe he doesn't want to make an heir at all in this courtyard. If not shemayel with these people, maybe in a different courtyard. Mechaber saying this halacha applies also when the taste of the year mechatzer. When new residents join the courtyard, they suffer this addition. Gam can get chilz erev. It's like a new erev. Mitzach lasses erev, and you have to make an erev. Daf could be diyasim specific with their awareness. If a shleib diyasim loy without their awareness, not a filim arbat meshalay. Even to be making erev now from his own stuff, says Magid Raman and Oyle Shabbos. The Yesh Mekilin somewhat lenient. Sheyachal arv meshalay that he could make erev from his own. B'chol gam in all cases. But that odd, you should also know the other Kamala that we hold him Armani what's every Khazir Shalad, that you can make every Khazir without a person's awareness. Gam can you stay in the place? Because there's also opinions amongst the halachic authorities. Yes, place can disarm without those halachic authorities that they hold the Dafkim or Mishalai, specifically makes air from his own stuff. Yes, place can disarm there are halachic authorities that hold the Yukhlar by Philip Mishalem, they can make airmen from their own, in from theirs, but like that, not their awareness. The Mistama, Mistratzim was presumably they would be agreeable to this. Five Machik is on the Elbasim Mishin Samak Zain, the Behalacha, and the Behalacha over there. Rebbe Halacha and Rebbe Maschum, but film Or Balei Mishalehem. As Machabe said, if he's doing it from the same original type, even if it's depleted, you don't have to let them know. Even if he's making it from their stuff, he says, "Look at the Taz." He says, "I didn't quote in Mishnah Berurah because Menechon Amasik and him the Maschil the Imishaloi. If it's from his own stuff, he does not have to let them know at all." So Machabe quotes the Lashon of the Torah, and that's also Shitas Rashi Ben Yehonasan the way the Beis Yosef writes. But the Pinner Ben Chananel is not like this. Where he explicitly writes, and that's also Shitas Rambam that a house that opens to two courtyards, you have to let him know in all cases, and that's obviously not by Tzakech in the Rashba. The whole sugya of Gemara regarding this is Tumah when he makes air from his own. And even so, the sugya says there be two types where it's depleted, you have to let them know. However, Ladina says, Be'alacha, don't move from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, because since many places come a lenient regarding the primary, this primary halacha, even when you make air from their own stuff, for us that we pass in the advice that opens up the two quartets and you make air with both of them, you motu badeze ubeze, look at the Rashman, if that's the case, I'll come upon them. When you make air from his own stuff, you don't have to be mach. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number two. The Bach and the Malnach, they explain that when it gets minimized after the first Shabbos, even though you don't have to add on, because of Holy Kribis, however, he wants to be Misak and Erev to be the most ideal mitzvah, or because of the concern that maybe it's going to minimize until it doesn't remain even a kol shu. The Taz and Mishabur, they explain that when it gets minimized before the first Shabbos, you have to add on because the Erev did not take effect yet. However, regarding revealing his intention, it's considered as if he put the Erev and it's possible to be Misak even without his dust. A different Pirush, the Chaz Nish, writes that it's talking about in a way that every person gave his portion of the Erev, and one of their portions got depleted. But Allah is, you have to bring other bread for his Erev, but you don't have to let him know because you still have the Erev of the others that are still around. There's number three. So Dafka, a house that opens to two courtyards. Now, even if it would be agreeable that he could make an Erev also with the second chatzar, if that's the case, why when you make an Erev to a different chatzar is considered as a liability? That's what Ravid asks, and there's a sagas on the Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah answers that if he wants to afterwards to make Erev with a second courtyard, so then the two courtyards could carry into his chatzar, and that's a liability where he doesn't want many people to be carrying in this chatzar. There's number four. Be'alocha brought that by two types where it gets depleted, you have to let them know. The reason that if you make an Erev with two types, you have to let them know, even if you go back and you mezakat him from your own stuff, the Chaz Nish explains that when they make an Erev with one type, you have between them a kirv das, is a joining together. And Chum evaluated that their intention is to continue and to be joined together. But when you make an Erev with two types, so you don't have so much closeness. And therefore, if the Erev gets depleted, you have to let them know also when you mezakat from your own stuff. And he adds on that if they're partners in two types, it's all considered as one type. Dish number five. So how much is the share of the Erev? Oh, okay, that's a gimel. Dish number 10. If two courtyards make an Erev together, Chaz Nish writes, it's possible to make an Erev on a person without his awareness. And that's because if he doesn't want to make an Erev with both of them, only with the chutzur that the Erev is inside of it, they're both forbidden, like the halach of chutzur panimis and the chutzainis, that they make Erev together as one, and they put Erev in the inner one, and then one of the outer ones forget and does not make an Erev, which brought in Shulchan Aruch, and later on, Shinayin Chesed Gimel, that in the case where you can't say, L'skuni Shetatfach Lo Lavasi, that both chutzurs become forbidden, and for the reason that they consider only living one chutzur, which is considered the inner one.